The damage here along the Gulf Coast is catastrophic.
They look like refugees. They are refugees.
This is no longer a story of property loss. This is really a story of life and saving lives.
They need help that they're not getting. That's the fact in New Orleans tonight.
People, it is desperate here. It is a desperate situation. There's no food. There's no water. There's no electricity, no ice.
It's a disgrace, and don't think the world isn't watching.
Well, probably all of us who watched Hurricane Katrina strike the Gulf Coast from afar remember the tragedy, with images of tens of thousands of nameless faces waving frantically from rooftops crowded into the Superdome, returning to their city, only to find their houses and possessions destroyed. Well, graphic novelist Josh Neufeld tried to put the names and identities to some of those faces we just mentioned in his award-winning graphic novel, A.D., New Orleans After the Deluge. Neufeld tracked the stories of five New Orleans residents during and after the storm. 5 years later, we're following up with two of them to see where their lives and their city are today. With us now is Dr. Robeson Lutz, who stayed in his home in New Orleans through the hurricane, joining us in the studio, and Leo McGovern, who evacuated with his fiancée and later returned. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Leo. Dr. Lutz, the two of you made different decisions. You and Leo made different decisions. You stayed in your home, I think, in the quarter, right? At least that's depicted here, here in the graphic novel A.D. You threw a hurricane party and stayed put. Looking back now on what became of the French Quarter and the rest of the city, did you make the right decision?
Well, it was not actually a hurricane party. What we did was what we call in New Orleans riding out the hurricane. And I live in a structure that was built in the 1840s. It's very close to the Mississippi River. It's never flooded before. It's survived every hurricane since 1840. Now, if I had that same house was on the Gulf Coast with the Gulf lapping out there, I wouldn't have made that decision, but I felt very safe and secure where I was.
Now, Leo, you made a different decision. You and your fiance skipped out of town and went on kind of a circuitous route around several states, living and staying in different places. Looking back 5 years later, did you do the right thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we got home, when we were able to go back to our apartment in the middle of September, there had been over 4 feet of water in our place, and life would have definitely been a harrowing experience for the few days that we would have been trapped in the city had we stayed home.
Now, you were sitting in Houston, right, where you first saw images of your neighborhood, even your block, underwater.
That's right.
Yeah, and bring us back to that moment, if you would.
We basically left under the cover of night on that early Sunday morning and went to Houston and stayed with a friend of ours and basically had to watch the news and follow satellite, you know, imagery on Google Maps and things like that, trying to keep up with what was going on in the city, and kind of watched in incremental horror, I guess, as things sort of materialized the way they did.
And then it was on to Oklahoma and then on to St. Louis for you, right?
Yeah, we went basically straight from Houston up to the St. Louis area and then down to Memphis for a few weeks before coming back to New Orleans in the middle of September.
And you're back in your city now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we're talking with Leo McGovern. You hear his voice there. He's one of the inspirational characters in A.D., New Orleans After the Deluge. It's an award-winning graphic novel, which I have right here in front of me. And also Dr. Robeson Lutz, internal medicine specialist in the French Quarter in New Orleans. Dr. Lutz, 5 years later, I'm going to call you. Can I call you Robeson?
Sure.
Sure, okay. I'm so used to the honorific with physicians, but we'll call you Robeson. Where should New Orleans be now? Where should your city be now? Where is it?
Well, we should be a lot further ahead from where we are. Unfortunately, because of the roll of some political dice, we ended up with some leaders both on the city and federal level that have not projected us where we need to be. But I think Leo and most folks out there will agree that now we've got a brand new mayor and things are looking up.
Now, I got to ask you, you are a physician. I remember doing stories in the 6 months after this hurricane, and I had the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Surgeon General and federal officials from all over the place telling me personally, we're going to rebuild the New Orleans health system in a way that it's never been built before. They have untold numbers of poor people who have no access to health care. This is our chance to rebuild it. You're a doctor in the city. What's the state of the health care system?
Well, we still have that. We still have a wonderful building, Charity Hospital, that's still shuttered shut because of a declaration by the LSU system down there. Oh, it's totally ruined. We need a new building. The projections are we will have a new building for Charity Hospital 3 or 4 years down the line when we've got a wonderful building sitting there. And a tremendous amount of money has been poured in for primary care. I'll bet if you added up the money that's been sent to New Orleans for some of the charity faith-based health clinics and divided it by the number of people you're seeing, you'd find out the federal government's paying about $10,000 a year to take care of folks down there.
What's the most important thing that needs to be done in New Orleans right now?
Most important thing is what Mayor Landrieu is doing. Take control of the police department and give citizens faith in the police department, in city government again, because that's something that the last 8 years completely eroded.
Leo McGovern, that's part of Brobson City there. Where's the city now five years on for you?
You know, it's kind of where I expected it to be about 5 years out. With New Orleans, you never know what to expect. So it's sort of in the average position of we have made great strides in the past 5 years, but like Dr. Lutz says, we're not anywhere near where we need to be, and there's going to be a lot of work done, or a lot of work that needs to be done, rather. And I don't know, maybe I'm always the glass is just half.
Just
it's not half.
Half
full. It's not half empty. We're just halfway
well,
there.
Well, let's look on the bright side here, Lear. You're one kind of comic book lover, right? You're a big collector.
Yeah, that's right.
What it feel like for you to be immortalized in the pages of AD, New Orleans After the Deluge?
It was a dream come true to a big extent, and obviously I wish it had happened under different circumstances, but it was a big thrill, you know, dream come true that when Josh contacted me to be a character in the book, and, I helped reopen the comic shop I was going to before the hurricane, and to be in a comic and to kind of have comics involved in my everyday life the way it is now, it really is a childhood dream come true.
Well, with all of the tragedy behind you, Leo McGovern, that must have been a big thrill. Leo McGovern is one of the characters in AD, New Orleans After the Deluge.
I got to tell my side about that because I got a call from Smith Magazine.
We don't have time for it, Dr. Lutz. We got a clock, my man.
I've never heard of a great novel.
Okay, well, Dr. Ron.